Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Teth Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi and Daf Vov Amud Aleph at the fifth line with the word Beshtar. Beshtar, we learnt in the Mishnah that one can acquire a Jewish slave using a document. V'yabo Omar Beshtar Shel Kesev, HaBeshtar Shel Matana Loi, Shema Yachza Boi HaEved. The slave has to write in the document, I'm sold to you for such and such amount of money. But if he did not write that, and he wrote that he's giving himself as a gift, he might retract, which would mean that the retroactive sale was annulled. The Gemara asks the question, Me'ata afile b'shtar shel kesev yachol hu lachzor boy. If so, he could even retract if he wrote an amount by the slave giving back the money. So the Gemara answers, Amar loy shema tovoy shnasu avoin v'yachzor boy raboy. If a year of famine will come, then the master might want to retract on this acquisition, and therefore, if it is a gift document, a shtar matana, it's not valid because a slave will not rely on it and will not allow himself to be acquired because he'll be concerned that the master will free him because of a lack of food. But if it's a sale document, the master won't readily free him because he's going to lose his money. And the Gemara now teaches us about the actual text of the acquisition into slavery. Seder, mechira, kachu, the order of the sale, the text of the sale is like this. Ani ploini, machalti, biti, leploini. I ploini sold my daughter to ploini. Seder Kiddushin Kachu, and the order, the text of the acquisition of a marriage document is Ani Ploini Kiddashti Biti Leploini. I Ploini gave my daughter in marriage to Ploini. Asked the Gemara, Reb Chagai, Boy, Koim Reb Yosi, Reb Chagai asked Reb Yosi, Hichlif, V'oma Ani Ploini Lakachti Bitoi Shel Ploini, Ani Ploini Kiddashti Bitoi Shel Ploini. What happens if you switch around the wording and he would say, I Ploini bought the daughter of Ploini, or I Ploini betrothed the daughter of Ploini, when it's coming from the one who did the buying or the betrothal, rather than the person who received it. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yossi replied, Umabakach, that will be fine, aval im hichlif loshen mechira beloshen kiddushin, or loshen kiddushin beloshen mechira, le'asaklum, but if he referred to a sale using a wording of kiddushin, or he used the kiddushin and referred to it as a sale, he has not done anything at all.